Time now for the today's strawberry letter. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to the steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you, strawberry letter.
All right, here we go. Subject, I'm starving and I need a larger portion. Dear Steve and Shirley, I've been in a relationship for a little over a year with a wonderful man that I met online. We're both in our 40s and never been married. He is on the shy side and hasn't dated a lot. When we met, I could tell that he was a lot more laid back than me, and he did not have much experience with women. So I was patient with him, and he started opening up more. I was also patient with him in the bedroom after I noticed he was not as experienced as I am. I had to teach him everything and train him on how I like it. He did everything just like I taught him, but he has not tried anything new on his own. I encouraged him to watch a few videos on a porn site, but he said that those guys on there are wild and have no respect for women's bodies. I wanted to yell at him, but instead I told him that sometimes it's good to go a little wild and crazy. He doesn't get it, and on top of that, he's not that well endowed. So I always end up starving for a larger portion to feast on. I know this is something we can work out, but I need to know how to reach him and get him to be more open-minded. I don't want to scare him away by being the aggressor in bed. He's dominant at work, when we're out on dates, and when he interacts with his friends, but he turns into a puppy dog in the bedroom. So surely, should I release my inner beast and show him what I like, or should I keep acting like a drill sergeant in the bed, telling him what to do? We're compatible in every other area. Please advise. Drill sergeant? Nah, I don't necessarily advise you be you know that you're a drill sergeant or anything like that. That could definitely, you know, be a turnoff because men have really fragile egos. You know, you're yelling at him, do this, do that, go, you know, And based on what you've said in the letter, that's not working anyway. So it might be time to switch your game up. I don't think you could take him too fast. I think, you know, his pace is quite different from yours. You mentioned in the letter that he was shy. He's in his 40s. He hasn't had much experience, so he's shy. I think demanding that he watch porn and do like those guys in the videos, that turned into a turn off for him, so that's not it. I think in spite of all this, you did put some work in. You got him to finally loosen up. You know, and do the things you taught him, but now you're mad because he hasn't tried anything new and wild. Maybe he's just not that guy. Maybe he's just not that guy, and maybe he never will be. I think you need to be a lot more patient with him, accept him for who he is and his shortcomings that you mentioned. That's if you're planning on staying with him, and it sounds like you are. You said you think you can work things out. But again, not like the drill sergeant. You have to compliment him on what he's doing right. You got to tell him how it makes you feel. Tell him, you know, the things that you like. Continue to do that and ask him what he likes. You didn't even mention anything about that in the letter because, you know, just because you have more experience than a man and all that, that doesn't mean that you're satisfying him. That doesn't mean that necessarily. If this doesn't get you what you want in the bedroom from him, I mean, you just got to face some facts that this may be as good as it gets, and he might not be that guy for you sexually. Sex is really important in a relationship, and you may be too advanced for him. You just might be that. You know, it depends on how much patience you have. And if that's the case, that's the case, you might have to find someone that's more sexually compatible with you, and that's okay. Steve?
Well, looky here. Well, I see this letter a little bit differently. First of all, Shirley's advice was very spot on. You should do all of what she say. I kind of read these letters a little bit different sometimes because I don't really care. You both in your 40s, ain't never been married. Right there, why both y'all in y'all 40s ain't ever been married? See, something wrong with both of y'all. He too damn shy and you too damn much. Yep, that's what it is. Yep, you've been too much your whole damn life. That's why you ain't never been married before. And he ain't never been enough his damn whole life. That's why his ass ain't never been married before. So y'all just two funny-year-old people. One of y'all too much and the other one not enough. And now y'all have met each other online and now y'all trying to make it work. When we met, I could tell he was a lot more laid back than me. Hell, everybody more laid back than you, probably. And he didn't have much experience with women. Ain't nobody gonna have all the experience you guys sound like. I was patient with him and he started opening up more. He tried to learn. I was patient with him in the bedroom after I noticed he was not as experienced as I am. Well, that was good of you. I had to teach him everything and train him how I like it. Okay. Oh, you're a trainer now. Oh, I see. Oh, you're a trainer now. Oh, you makes people better in bed now. Could this explain why both y'all in y'all 40s and ain't nobody been married? You a trainer and he ain't ever been trained. I think I see something in this letter right here. He did everything just like I taught him. But he ain't tried anything new on his own. Hell, all of it's new to him. All this you showed him, this is brand new. So it ain't that he ain't trying nothing new. He trying to perfect what he just learned. From who? The trainer. Girl, you something else. When I come back, I got plenty more where that came from. Just sit tight. Steve Harvey on fire this morning.
Yes, you are, C. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. I'm starving, and I need a larger portion. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letters. Subject, I'm starving, and I need a larger portion.
Well, I was on commercial break, and I'm doing the letter, and something was brought to my attention that I have to address. I'm just talking about the woman and the man in this letter right here. I know it's a lot of 40-year-old women out there, and ain't nothing wrong with you for not being married, but your ass ain't a sex trainer, though. And that's what this letter is about, a sex trainer and a sex student. That's what this letter's about. So if you're in your 40s, you don't have to be offended, because I'm only talking about 40-year-old sex trainers and 40-year-old sex students. Now, back to what the hell I was saying. Now, she done taught this man how to be everything she need him in bed and do it just how she like it. And he done everything she said. The problem is he ain't tried nothing new. But now, like I told you earlier, what you taught him is all new to him. It is new. So he trying to perfect this. The problem is, he ain't perfecting it quick enough, cause you ready to move on to next level sex. Yeah, see, he done taught you what he know. So you told him, you said, I encouraged him to watch a few videos on a porn site.
What?
But he said those guys are wild and have no respect for women's body. I wanted to yell at him, do what they do on the tape.
That's her drill sergeant voice, Steve.
Yeah. Baby, I don't want to do this to you. These men are rough and they disrespect women's body. That's what I want.
Come on, drill sergeant.
Baby, listen to me. I don't want to be the do what the damn tape do for I kill you.
That's real rough.
But baby, that's disrespectful. I want some disrespect. Flip me over, throw me in the flow. The hell you think I gave you this damn videotape for? Your punk ass in here talking about it's too much. It ain't too damn much. You ain't enough.
See,
that's the problem we got. That she too much. I wanted to yell at him, but instead I told him that sometimes it's good to go a little wild and crazy. I want some wild and crazy sex. So now, what I think you need to do, now here, and he got another problem too.
What's that?
He's not that well endowed.
There you go, bingo.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm starving and I need a larger portion.
I'm starving and I need a larger portion. Mm-hmm. See, in other words, well, no matter what I tell you, we're going to come up a little short. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I think this information I'm about to give you might be a little thin. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think you need a more fuller piece of information. Mm. I think you need all. I need to share with you something, and that's got a little bit more substance to it. It got a little bit more fat on it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Okay,
so
right.
Let me just go on and give you some suggestions, cause you seem like you everywhere. So why don't you bring a couple monkeys in the room tomorrow night? Just things like that. Maybe
once in a while.
Yeah, go outside and borrow the neighbor swing set. They got kids.
As always.
Bring a jamboree in there. You know, I tell you what, this is a cheap. This don't even cost a lot. Get you a set of monkey bars and put them in the bedroom. A seesaw. Bring a massage table in there. That don't cost much. You know, buy a book called Sex for Dummies. You know, they got these dummy books for everything. See if you can't find a book. Yeah, you know, how about a barbecue grill rack? Just a rack.
Whoa.
Now, I don't know what you're going to do with it, but try something, though. I got an idea. You seem like a real wild girl. Girl, go down there and buy yourself a Pilates machine and bring that damn thing in there.
Whoa.
And strap your ass on that and watch what happened then.
Feel the burn.
Yeah, you've got to do some things that's a little bit extra. Now, we're compatible in every other area. Please advise. So now let me say this to you, sister. You done met a man that's great in every area. Treat you like a queen. Y'all talk. Y'all have a great time. He do what you told him to do. He ain't that well endowed, and he ain't in here bringing it. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. Now, Shirley said you could leave him and go get somebody else. But now you got some big man dingo up in there. Do all of that. Paint you just the way you like to be painted. Fry your bacon like you want it fried. You know, rub it, flip it, pancake, toss you, all that.
Oh, no.
But he ain't worth a damn.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You ain't compatible. Mm-hmm. He don't want to go nowhere. All he want to do is come over and do you. So now I think you got a good man here. I would work with him a little bit. Teach him a little bit more. You're going to have to let him know who you really are. And this is how I want you to do it. When he laying in the bed, I want you to crawl from the bathroom on the floor.
Ooh.
Just reach up.
Wait,
just,
I'm in. Go ahead. Yes.
And just reach up with your arms and snatch his ass in the floor and vandalize his ass. I mean, really, completely just vandalize his ass and throw him back up on the bed. Now, he could either be better or he gonna leave you.
I'm saying. Yeah, all right, listen, thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM, Instagram, and Facebook. Now, coming up, Steve, we have more questions for the CLO right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.